This just happened. Kristi Noem has been fired. Kristi Noem outed from Homeland Security post amid recent turmoil. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm saying it in this accent because I'm adopting the persona of the people who got Kristi Noem fired. Sure can. Yep. Yes, sir, bucko. I can only assume that she's being ousted as a consequence of the disastrous impact the Battle of Minneapolis grad, where Chancellor Stancil held his ground, held frame, held cortisol against Kristi Noem. What the fuck is going on? Is this in response to the Senate hearing?
Democrat-led shutdown of DHS is reckless, it's unnecessary, and it undermines the American national security, and it harms the men and women who work at DHS and their families. Despite the House passing a bipartisan, bicameral, full-year DHS funding bill, it is Senate Democrats who've chosen not to fund the department and have held this department hostage.
No, she's being investigated for fraud. Dog, the Trump administration does not care about fraud, like, at all. That being said, you are not wrong. She is presiding over what might be maybe one of the worst instances of fraud in American history. We're just touching on this because there's so much news to cover. But essentially, Kristi Noem awarded a $200 million DHS contract to a company that has existed for 8 days and no information can be found about. Literally, the only possible interpretation of what took place here was that a friend of hers just made an LLC and she was like, yep, yes, sir. It's for ad contracts. So I guess, I don't know, she did like a friend made an AI firm or so. I don't know. So I can't imagine corruption is why she's getting sacked, because why the f***? No one cares, right? Okay, what happened yesterday? Watch the most viral moments as Kristi Noem's hearing goes awry. Kristi Noem faces allegations of affair with aide. Kristi Noem faces another grilling from Congress. I wasn't here, guys. What the hell is going on?
We're also watching to see if the U.S. Senate will vote today to end the 19-day partial government shutdown. The holdup is over funding for the Department of Homeland Security after fatal shootings by immigration agents in Minnesota. DHS Secretary
Congressman Chuy Garcia questioned DHS Secretary Kristi Noem about shootings in Chicago by federal agents, including September's fatal shooting in Franklin Park of Silverio Villegas Gonzalez.
The agent himself describing his injuries as quote unquote nothing major, which means your agency lied to cover up the unjustified murder of Silverio. Do you stand by the claim that the officer was severely injured, yes or no?
I don't know the case you're speaking to specifically.
The whole...
That was her defense? Oh my God. These people, Jesus Christ.
Country knows and you don't know.
We're gonna make contact.
In October, a Border Patrol agent in Brighton Park shot Marimar Martinez.
Okay. I want to know about the goddamn hearing. What the fuck is going on with the hearing, man?
Tonight, embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confronted over allegations she's having a sexual relationship with former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, who serves as an unconfirmed special governmental employee.
Have you had sexual relations with Corey Lewandowski?
Mr. Chairman, I am shocked that we're going down and peddling tabloid garbage in this committee.
Noem offended by the question, but never directly answering it.
I really think you need to say the word no into the record so that you can clear that up.
I think the ridiculousness of this and the tabloids that you are quoting and referencing are insane. And this has been something that I've refuted for years, and I continue to do that.
Noem also forced to defend the department's $200 million ad campaign with the secretary as the star.
You budgeted an astonishing $220 million for media consultant contracts so you can star in self-promoting photo shoots and lavish ad campaigns.
The secretary also cornered on NBC News' reporting over her seeking approval for the purchase of a $70 million luxury jet with taxpayer funds. The DHS says the plane was intended to save taxpayer money.
Wouldn't it have been cheaper just to buy a deportation plane in the first place?
Democrats accusing her of steering more than $140 million to a marketing company with a tie to her political apparatus, something Noem defended.
Oh, so it is known that this marketing campaign, that this was like the company was tied to her. Okay, gotcha. I only caught the headline. Do you have any idea how transparently corrupt you have to be to look bad against the rest of the Trump administration? Jesus Christ, no wonder Trump let her go. I can't believe Noam's going to end up being the first casualty of the cabinet. I can't believe it. Genuinely, she's such a hardline loyalist. I thought it was going to be Pam Bondi for sure. I thought Pam Bondi was going to go over the handling of the Epstein files. I thought they didn't like her and she's weak and she can't defend herself very well. They all just want to be influencers. Yeah. Because to them, that's all politics has ever been. It's like if you confronted them and you were like, hey, why are you so immoral? Why are you wasting money? Why are you evil? They would think you're naive. Like, well, that's the whole fucking point. What are you talking about? I can't believe Trump got rid of her. He hates getting rid of loyalists. Chance Republicans are going to turn on her? I just got home. I'm sorry, man. I just got home. I am pleased to announce the highly respected United States Senator from the great state of Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen, will become the United States Secretary of Homeland Security effective March 31st. The current Secretary, Kristi Noem, who has served us well and has had numerous and spectacular results, will be moving to be Special Envoy for the Shield of the Americas. God, soy fucking administration. So soy. The majority report thinks Pam Bondi knows too much about Trump to get fired. The problem with that is that based on what has happened with the Epstein files, my understanding is that literally everybody in government knows everything about everything everybody has done, and it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It seems that everyone in power all knows that all of the rest of them rape children for fun, and it just doesn't matter. So I don't know. I mean, maybe. Does Pam Bondi know of something worse than that? I feel like we're getting pretty high up there, man. What beats that? I can't believe they're getting rid of her. Bondi probably knows Ghislaine has dirt on Trump. That's the transfer that's pretty big. Yeah, but like everyone knows, right? Like there are tons of people who know. I don't know. It's insane. I don't know what the fuck's going on, dog. Internal DHS watchdog Noem's obstructing our work. The Office of the Inspector General said in a letter he had been denied access to records in at least 10 investigations. Man, who fucking cares? Jesus Christ. What the fuck, man? All of this piling on. Jesus Christ. Have you seen military stocks are down bad? Yeah, it turns out, and we're going to talk about this, but it turns out that in the past 10 years, America has made like three missiles, and that's not good. The Pentagon has spent $800 trillion on R&D and $5 on military procurement, and as a consequence, we are running out. The people who said Russia could beat America might have been right. I don't know about Russia, but one thing is for sure. China would beat America, unquestionably. There's no denying this. It turns out that having factories in your borders makes a big difference when it comes to having enough ammunition. It's really important. Noem's been fucking Corey Lewandowski since she was governor. It's an open secret, and Trump doesn't like Lewandowski, so that's probably why. Well, if that's been an open secret, why let her into the cabinet in the first place? No, I think this is because Bondi has ended up being unusually toxic to the administration. The DHS so far has been an abysmal failure. Keep in mind that the whole point of the unitary executive theory is to defer all power to the executive, and the whole goal with Project 2025 was to use the Department of Homeland Security as basically like an unfettered national presidential military police that you could use as a catch-all solution to any problem that you have. Political intimidation, immigration removal, threatening people at election polling stations, right? Like anything, you get the DHS in for anything. And it turns out that so far, it's been a wretched, miserable failure. All they have done is polarize people against the administration. They have not been effective. And as it turns out, it's actually really, really, really difficult to do Third Reich or Fourth Reich in this case shit when all of the people in charge are wannabe influencers. You know, it's embarrassing. Kristi Noem just wants to ride horseback for video. Boulevard, that dipshit butch lesbian guy, 5'2", who wears the Nazi coat. He just wants to walk around and farm aura, let the wind blow his coat flaps. Like, none of these people care. Bovino, thank you. Greg Bovino. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. That's pretty true. Anyway, yeah, this just happened, so I don't even know if there's going to be any mainstream news coverage of it. That's insane. When I checked the AP News right before going live, I didn't even see a mention of it. It's that new. The first cabinet secretary to fall. Took just over a year. Just over a year. Her resignation speech. This is live, right?
That they are willing to be of our government.
Needed to leave, and clearly that was something the president took issue with.
Right, because she went a step further, and when she was asked, well, did the president know that these ads were going to cost $200 million? She said, oh, absolutely, he knew. And that's what the president is now telling advisors and reporters is incorrect. He said,
holy shit. So he's mad he didn't get cut in. Is that why? Is that seriously why? Also, how fucking arrogant of her. She's not like, they're already looting the country. They're so arrogant. They're not even going to let Trump in. I'll tell you why. You know why? It's because none of the people in the presidential cabinet respect Trump at all. They all know that his brain is soup and that he's dying. This is probably information that would have been kept from him under other circumstances, but people in his cabinet who don't like Kristi Noem because she's a shameless grifter probably let him know and he got mad over it. Guarantee you. This isn't about corruption or grifting or anything like that. This is just one of thousands of pieces of information that would have been kept from Trump, but somebody let it leak to him because they don't like Noem. They're all such catty bitches.
How expensive it was going to be. But I do think, Lindsay, that while that was the straw that broke the camel's back, I think you could get a sense from more broadly the reaction to Kristi Noem in those hearings from not just Democrats, but from some Republicans, that she was really on thin ice. The fact that Tom Tillis of North Carolina was basically yelling at her, telling her she's a terrible leader and that she shouldn't be a cabinet secretary. The fact that John Kennedy, who's a big ally of the president, was willing to question her that aggressively about this ad campaign in the first place, all of that is a sign that they believed that she was pretty vulnerable.
No, she threw Trump under the bus by making him responsible for the contracts, the TV campaign. You're not understanding me. Everyone in this administration says that everything they do is approved by Trump because it's a fucking cult. But normally Trump doesn't catch wind of this because there's no point in telling him anything because he's like mentally dead. Somebody let him know this to her over. This is not the only time that Noem or the rest of them have done something stupid and then said it was approved by Trump. That happens all the time. Everything they do, they're like, yeah, we're 100% with Trump on board. He's 100% in favor of this. I guarantee you somebody wanted her gone, and that's why they let Trump know.
And that even perhaps they believed that the president was okay with them putting her on the spot because he wanted to see how she would respond. So this wasn't thing to know. Lots of signs point to her. Combination of action in
able to that
department's handling of the situation in Minneapolis where two American citizens were killed.
Okay, Nancy, stand by if you can, because the secretary is speaking in Nashville. Let's go ahead and listen to a little bit.
We also cover FEMA. FEMA is a disaster response agency, but it also is the agency that's entrusted to run the government on our very worst day. If we had a tragedy in this country where we needed someone to step up because our leadership was not able to, that agency would be entrusted to do that and to maintain our critical infrastructure. So they ensure that they go forward and maintain our electrical grid and our critical infrastructure, uh-huh, such as water and systems that we rely on every day to help the American people be safe and to still have their way of life. We also have CISA, which some of you may have worked with them, which is our cybersecurity agency, which goes out and not only hunts down bad actors that would attack trusted to secure the rights also of all the American people. You know, the Declaration of Independence states that governments derive their powers from the attack in Austin, Texas, and we saw that the first responders that you're on the front lines of leadership, your jobs, if
particular exchange.
Okay, it looks like the speech she's giving right now doesn't have anything to do with her resignation. She's boring as well. She probably feels a bit bad that she overstepped, and now she only gets to make a couple $100 million from this grift rather than like a few billion, which would have been possible if she'd kept it going. I think this is relevant to Tallarico Ossoff, and more Dems are running more and more focused on anti-corruption as a core message. Unfortunately, the biggest corruption racket in America by far is the bipartisan consensus on funding the military, in spite of there being no meaningful threat to the United States and all the money getting wasted on like R&D deep state bullshit. So the anti-corruption, you know, sentiment. I mean, Trump ran on anti-corruption too, right? Yeah, until we end like public-private partnerships, it's gonna keep on going. Nice attack by Raskin at the hearing of Noem yesterday. I can't believe she's gone, dude. You guys may not remember, but like Trump went through so many people in his cabinet during his first term. He clearly did not want to do that again. He must have been very upsetty spaghetti. Jesus Christ, the House Judiciary Committee testimony went on for 6 hours. Holy shit. Oh my God, man.
Private right of action for these angel families. Private right of action where you can go after the government who engaged in that stupid behavior. So, Secretary, I want to thank you for your work. I want to thank you for being willing to come today and answer our questions.
I can't watch this shit. We have a million things to catch up on. Oh yeah, checking in on our new Tubi head of Homeland Security.
Excited about the keyboard.
Oh, this guy. Oh.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, this guy. The guy who tried to fist fight the union head.
Mr. O'Brien himself, his behavior, as everybody knows in this hearing, the last time him and I kind of had a back and forth. Appreciate your demeanor today. It's quite different. But after you left here, you got pretty excited about the keyboard. In fact, you tweeted at me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And let me read what the last one said. It said, greedy CEO who pretends like he's self-made. Sir, I wish you was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, anytime, cowboy.
I infinitely prefer this because if we're going to have evil politicians in charge, I would much rather they be people who are petty and beef over every interpersonal slight, rather than people who just do not care at all and are completely detached from every engagement.
Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big guy. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution, every poet?
No, no, sit down.
Oh, sorry,
sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If hold we on. Can, no, I have the mic. Said. I'm sorry.
This is
hold
what
it.
He said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing. And God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not
I don't
make
like
it worse.
Thugs and
big L from Bernie. He should have let this happen.
Please.
You have, and that's you have
I don't like you because you just described yourself.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, this guy's going to lead the Department of Homeland Security. That's cool.
You'll concede this is war. You'll concede this is war.
We haven't declared war. They declared war on us, but we haven't.
War. Secretary Hegseth.
No, we haven't declared
war. Just now, you said this is war.
They've called it war.
They've called it war. What I was saying. Okay, well, that was a misspoke. What I was saying that they've declared war on us, but war is ugly. It always has been ugly. But we're taking out a regime that's been trying to attack us for quite some time.
But you're not.
Oh, man. Aren't they causing issues by pulling a sitting U.S. senator? Like, I understand that they have a majority in the Senate either way, but, like, is there really no one else they could pull? So they really have to go for a seat. They could pull anyone. You could, anyone can be a cabinet secretary. You could pull a guy off the street. He's the one that took Al Green's sign. Look at how short he is. Ooh, just a little guy. He's from Oklahoma, so a special election's pretty much Republican lock. Oh, for sure. But, like, still, you know, you don't have to pull from Congress. He's a, Napoleon complex meathead with a short temper. I'm sure he'll do great. He'll do great. Okay, well, that's insane. That's cool. All right, Kristi Noem fired. Wild. Okay. How long do you think he'll last? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know. He seems more genuine than Noem, at least. Yeah, it's possible that's the reason why they're pitching him in. He seems like an authentic Republican rather than just a guy who... Because Kristi Noem would be a Democrat, right? If the money was in for it. It doesn't matter to them. Maybe this guy's a little more authentic. Never seen Kristi Noem try to fight someone on the Senate floor.